Are you ready to set it up?
Oh, okay.
So, hey, this is our new podcast. Tell us, Gavin, what's the title of it?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought we were doing the daily interview.
Of what?
Of regular people.
Okay.
So, what do you want to talk about today?
I don't know. Sports or something?
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you can start by telling me what's your favorite sport?
Football.
Football. Oh boy. And your famous team that you love the most?
Broncos, but whatever.
Not whatever. Tell me why you like the Broncos.
Because I was born in Colorado?
Oh, okay. They're gonna go all the way this year to the Super Bowl?
Nope.
No.
Not at all.
Why not?
Because the Patriots cheat.
Oh, so you're
they always win.
Yeah. Yep. Well, gone are the good old days when they used to be number one.
They were? I thought they were just like...
They were at their peak when I first started hanging out with your dad, and John Elway was their quarterback.
And then it was not Tom Brady. No, it was Peyton Manning.
Eventually got to Peyton Manning. It was a few other people before that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jay Cutler. And then he went to the Chicago Bears.
I don't understand why we switch people around. It just doesn't make sense. Because wouldn't it just be smarter to say, you're on this team, you're on this team, and you stay there?
Well, for Jay Cutler, I think he would have liked to have stayed at Denver, but Denver didn't like him anymore because he wasn't winning games, so they cut him. It wasn't his fault.
They moved him.
Well, if he wasn't winning games, I guess just kick him out and say, you're a bad quarterback.
Well, they did.
But then why switch? Why not just hire some random guy who's like really good?
They did.
At a college football team.
They did. They tried. But eventually they settled on Peyton Manning. He was a better choice. I guess we're back.
Yep.
Well, what's the next subject?
I guess it'll be politics. I don't know.
Politics? What did you read about in social studies today?
Just news. It was about the Ottawa Indian Mounds, and well, they're upping prices for their presentation of the blowgun and other tools used by the Indians, and well, they're charging $2 extra. That's all I did. So what about you?
I was writing email today, and I've been trying to think about all the things that still need to be done this evening. Not really thinking about politics too much. But sorta. I think it's too bad they're having to charge so much more just to learn some simple stuff at Ottawa, but maybe they're going to pay more people to be there.
Well, they also said they were going to lengthen their, they're going to lengthen their presentation.
Oh, well, then that might be worth it. Who would you sit with at lunch today?
It was me, Carson, the guy Michelle, and Benjamin.
Oh, how was that?
Good, I guess.
Did you talk about anything cool?
Not really, I sort of just stayed out of the conversation.
Oh, you did? What were they talking about?
It was mostly a bunch of songs. I don't know why. And movies. Number one of which that they kept on talking about was Black Panther, which I honestly don't really like.
Why not? Have you watched it?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
I just don't. Got a couple facts wrong.
Okay.
And, well, the Black Panther was never supposed to have super strength. He was just supposed to be a guy with really good reflexes and was fairly strong. And also, his suit of vibranium was supposed to be more like medieval knight's armor, and, well, they made it look like a, they truly made it look like a true suit.
Oh boy, I think you're getting sick on me. So, what's your plan for the evening? Homework while I cook?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do homework, eat, shower, go to bed.
Okay.
Try and stay in bed until latest possible time.
Oh, you're being silly.
Well, when my alarm goes off, I always stay at least a minute or two in bed, trying to orientate myself to the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Because for some reason, whenever I open my eyes right after waking up, it always feels like I just came into a room that was pitch black from the hot summer day.
Good people.
Like the comedian guy.
like guessing the words before they get them, and then it makes me feel happy.
Well, you actually don't.
I know, but sometimes I do.
No, you don't.
Occasionally.
You don't, because, well...
Are you talking because it's not live TV, and it's recorded, so it's happened months before, you're being all literal and everything?
I guess you could, it would be sort of that same concept, but, well, they're filming it.
Yeah.
And it's taking about, well, it has to go through all their processors and their editing machines, and it takes about a minute to 5 minutes to get to us.
Garlic bread, which is going to smell really good.